You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Chris Molina.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, you can cross your fingers and cross your toes, but you'll probably still not be as lucky as some Wisconsin lottery winners. A new report takes a look at Wisconsin residents who have repeatedly cashed winning tickets, some more than 20 times.
Now, there's growing concern that underground chemical contamination from a firefighting training facility in Marinette could enter Lake Michigan's Green Bay. The chemicals have already been found in wells throughout the area, and the company that owns the facility has been providing nearly 100 homes in Peshtigo with bottled water since December.
Environmentalists are worried that once these chemicals make it into the waterways, they'll take too long to break down, and as a result could impact the health of people living in the area.
Lee Bergquist is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he covers environmental and political news. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be on.
So tell us about this firefighting testing facility and how it came to have this contamination in the first place, from what we know.
Well, from what we know, I mean, this company, Tyco Fire Products, has been around for a long time, and they've been producing fire retardant products dating back to the 60s, the 1960s. As part of that, they have a manufacturing facility in Marinette, but then just outside of town, in the town of Peshtigo, they have several hundred acres where they do testing and they do controlled burns, so to speak. And they even have schools up there where firefighters can go up there and learn how to put out fires that require foam as opposed to just plain old water. And so that this foam has been sprayed on the ground for decades. And really nobody knew much about it. Nothing really was known about it until the company came forward in 2016 and said that they had found some of these chemicals in groundwater on their site.
And let's talk about these chemicals. They're called perfluorinated chemicals. What are they exactly?
Well, you might want to get somebody who's a scientist on one of your next programs to really get into the weeds on that. But they are chemicals that are used for products, such as they've been used in products ranging from carpets to nonstick frying pans, and they're used in industrial processes as well, and in fire control. And they have certain chemical advantages that industry has found useful over the years, and it just seems that now we're beginning to learn more about them, and it's beginning to show up in groundwater in areas around the country.
So what might we know about the potential health impacts these chemicals might have on people?
Well, both federal and officials in our state call an emerging health concern. I'm certain a lot of research that needs to be done about it now and going forward, but it has been linked to some kinds of cancers, and I'm really not certain what kind of cancers they are. There's been some issues as well with developmental problems in fetuses, and also there the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has said that from its own research, from studies that it has looked at, they have seen associations with, in some instances, with high cholesterol, liver problems, thyroid disorders, and sometimes a decreased response to vaccinations.
We're talking right now with Lee Bergquist, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he covers environmental and political news. And Lee, I would imagine that people living in this area haven't been too thrilled to learn that these chemicals have been found in groundwater. What are you hearing about how residents in the area are responding?
Well, good question. And those affected right now are appear to be people who live in the town of Peshtigo, which is just outside of Marinette. And Marinette has a municipal drinking water supply. They pull their water from Lake Michigan. Right now, no problems there. This is for people who have their own wells. And there have been a couple of meetings that were held up there, and people were very concerned, I think, and I did not attend either of the meetings, but I think the second meeting, as I understand it, may have attracted a couple of hundred people. And their concern is what's in their water? Is it dissipating or is it increasing? And then there's just dollars and cents questions. How might this affect the value of my home in the future? And will this problem ever go away?
And as I understand, there's also some fear among environmentalists that these chemicals may have found their way into Green Bay, into Lake Michigan. What are the implications there if we find out that this is true?
Yeah. Well, I think it's too early to really have a firm idea on that. It's a big lake out there, and so if there is some pollution that gets into that lake, you know, the dilution from the lake might certainly have a good impact on it. But I think the larger question is that nobody wants to see these perfluorinated chemicals seep from the groundwater into Lake Michigan, and I think that's what people are looking at, to see the flow of this groundwater, so that eventually there'll be a solution to stop this flow so it doesn't go into the lake.
And what's being done on the part of Tyco Fire Products, or the DNR for that matter, in terms of getting some of these wells cleaned up?
Well, Tyco is a company that's now part of Johnson Controls here in Milwaukee, and they responded on this proactively, from what I understand it. And right now, what they're doing is testing wells of homeowners. They're drilling test wells as well. They're also examining the flow of streams in the area, and they're testing water in there. And over time, they'll try to get a sense for the direction and the intensity of these chemicals in the groundwater.
And as we start to wrap up, Lee, I'm wondering, as more people become aware of the existence of these chemicals, is this something that you think we could see future regulations on, whether it be on the state level or the federal level in the coming years?
Yeah, I think probably on both. I can't predict on the timeline. The DNR has asked the Department of Health Services for some recommendations on this to set some limits potentially on these chemicals and a few others. But in our state regulatory process right now, that usually takes a couple of years.
Well, Lee, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to do it.
Lee Berquist is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he covers environmental and political news. He joined us today to talk about contamination from a chemical used to fight fires that could be seeping into Green Bay.